So glad to be here with you guys today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thank you for tuning in. It means so much that you guys can join in the celebration. Well, listen, today is a beautiful day, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are joyfully glad to be in it. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, I am so glad each and every day that I can wake up and just give God all the praise and glory and see what he has in store for me this day. And just to watch how he just blesses other people, it's truly, truly, truly an awesome blessing and a gift. Well, today in Dallas, you are 82 degrees and partly cloudy today. Mostly cloudy, it says. Jacksonville, Florida, partly cloudy today. You're at 84 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 88 degrees. In Richmond, Virginia, VA, you are 80 degrees and your high is going to be 88. And Detroit, Michigan, you are partly cloudy right now, 72 degrees. Your high is 80 degrees. In DC, 77 degrees right now, mostly cloudy, but we are going up to a high 86 at 4 p.m., all sunny all day long. Well, listen, the weather is beautiful. It's like summer never left. I feel like we went right on back to summer. Anyway, I'm just so glad that it's a nice sunny day for a lot of us here. And my prayers and condolences still continue to go out to them in Puerto Rico and all of those Dominican Republic and Florida and Houston for the devastation that has taken place and continues to be a part of your life this day. And, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to you all. And we just know that God is still in control. And we know that he will supply for everything that you need. And that he will not withhold any good thing from you. Despite the trauma, despite the situation, he still has good things in store for you. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the plans that he has for you. And you are a living testimony this day. And so for that, he shall be glorified in your life. And because you are honoring him that way and you didn't give up, he is going to bless you tremendously. So look for that double portion and that hundredfold in return. Just don't, whatever you do, do not give up and don't call yourself a survivor, but make the affirmation this day that you are an overcomer despite what you have gone through. And I just, again, much love to you all. And again, Dallas, you've always been a great blessing to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat as well as Florida. And, you know, we just got love for you all, Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and all of the surrounding the islands around. We love you, love you, love you. Okay. So listen, just continue to be a blessing, you guys. It's still not over. They still have much work that is needed. Much things need to be done. And you just continue to be a blessing. Those that did not have to go through what they went through, put yourself in their position and just thank God that you're able to lend a hand and be a blessing. Okay. And your prayers, your finances and your deed. Okay. All right. So listen, I had to put my glasses on. So let me rearrange. There we go. My headset there. All right, so listen, it's time for the commercial. I have to give a shout out to our sponsors right now. Dewan, she is the owner of Salon Dewan, and I'm telling you, that is my hairstylist here in DC. She represents the DMV area, will come to you. They have a mobile salon that can come right to your doorstep, your workplace, or wherever you are, and you can come right on that bus and get your hair done. It is a full salon. She is awesome. I love her work ethic. I love her professionalism, and I love my hair. For those of you that haven't noticed, I finally had her do a trim in my hair, and I loved it so much that I did not even go to the gym this week because I had a commercial shoot in Detroit. So I kept my hair nice and pretty so I can be on the commercial and look good on the commercial shoot. But shout out to our sponsor, one of our sponsors, Dewan Salon. And you need to go there. She's got weaves and all kind of texture hair, luxurious virgin hair. They got natural hair products. She makes her own products. They are labeled. They are sealed. Very, very professional and good products. I've used them, and they are awesome. They do twists. They do sew-ins. They do the crochet. They do all type of braiding. They have a barber on site. If you are interested, Weaves is the new wigs are the new weaves. If you are interested, please go and check out all of, and always got some kind of special going on for VIPs, platinum style, gold style. She's got all kind of things going on where you can actually feel like a winner when you go to Salon Dewan. You need to check her out at www.salondewan.info, or you can simply call her at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098, salondewan.info. Go ahead and give her a call. All right, listen, we're getting ready to get started. We got such an awesome show today. Last week was amazing with Thea. She was awesome from Snap. This week from the same tour, I love the 90s tour. The party keeps going. It is amazing. We got Christopher that is joining us, better known as Kid from Kid and Play. He's joining us right now. Hey, how are you, Christopher?
I'm pretty good. Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm actually Play with Kid and Play.
Oh, my God. Jesus, I'm so sorry, Play. You did not disappoint me. How are you?
It's all good. How are you doing, you and your listeners?
Oh, we are doing fantastic. So tell me, what is going on? You guys just got off the tour. How is that?
No, still touring, and everything is great. It's kind of sometimes some nights I wish I was could turn the hands back on the clock to be a little younger, but the audiences keep you excited and full of vigor and all of that great stuff. So no, it's been really great and very much a very humbling experience, definitely.
Well, Play, listen, I saw you guys in Virginia and you guys rocked it. I really enjoyed you both.
Thank you.
I'm 48. I know we're around the same age, but I'm telling you, that energy that you gave on that stage, I mean, you didn't miss a beat. It didn't seem like time had stopped or went on or nothing. You really, really are pouring yourself out on that stage. And this is why I really wanted you to be on. And I'm so glad you were able to join us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, because everybody loves you. You guys have been in movies. You have done movies. You're still touring. I mean, what does that feel like for you, that everybody that just recognized you and supported you all this time still have the same excitement for your performance and your show right now?
Well, like I said, the main word is really humbling. And then right after that, very grateful and thankful. All praises to God, because even when you speak about the energy, I know it wouldn't be there without that request that I asked of him nightly, where I asked him to replace me with him and his you know, the spirit and all. But with all that being said, it's mind-blowing. I mean, I'm still, and I know some people might have a hard time believing what I'm about to say, but I'm still coming to terms with what we've accomplished as far as movies and cartoon series and music and all of that. And then what makes it so extraordinary is it seems to be this incredible resurgence and passion and love for a very special era that will probably never return. But to be among even bigger audiences, going through the airports, and people of all races and ages and colors and all of that, to be very familiar with your works. You know, people got businessmen, white businessmen with suits on, you know, as we sit, you know, I'm not trying to show off, but just saying first class. And they're like, are you Play from Kid and Play? You know, things like that. Asian people, Indians, all of that kind of stuff. So it's become so diverse. Music really is a universal language. But it's really humbling in regards to new opportunities, things I'm working on personally, but also in regard and also collectively with Kid. It's just a really amazing time, and I can't think of any better word than humbling. It's just very, 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 very humbling.
And I'm going to get into that, what you're doing now, because I know the listeners and your fans want to know, what are you doing now? And, you know, because you mentioned personally, but I want to say that even with, you know, you were saying how the era and the genre of the music that you guys brought in, I mean, you brought something different. And the thing is that it continues to go, because it was fun. It was so much fun. It was energetic. I mean, it was comical. And I mean, you brought us some great messages and pointers, and everything that you guys did, you really represented something that everyone, your children, your teenagers, the adults, could actually enjoy. And just to see that is still received in such a change of time and the atmosphere now. I mean, it's just incredible. So hats off to you. And just can you tell the listeners also, how did you guys get started? Because I don't think everybody knows. How did you and Kid get together to form Kid and Play?
Well, you know, you're talking about two kids in the streets of New York. Well, I was in the streets. I was in them streets. But Kid was the nerd. That was the reason why we did the movie Class Act, because we could have swore someone had really written out in script our lives. But that's why we did that movie Class Act, because it was very much like our roles in life or how things came to be. But you're talking about two kids in New York that reflected and symbolized and engaged in what was happening at the time, which was the birth of hip-hop and people, really the music and the culture, what would later be known as a culture of hip-hop, was really birthed out of escapism. You know, so much was going on in New York at the time, dealing with the fiscal crisis that was going on, the arts and after-school programs was being removed from the schools, crime was at an all-time high, gang involvement, just a lot of disparity in certain sections and areas of the city. So, you know, the music helped calm the savage beast, and it was also a way of getting away from some of the things that were going on in the home. And next thing you know, fast forward to today, here we are. But here's these two young men. We're both engaging in our own way, finding ourselves in the culture. I know for me, I thought it was DJing. That wasn't so cool. That it was breakdancing, which was pretty cool, you know. And then rapping came along, the art of rapping. And in so many words, the same thing with Kid. He was originally from the Bronx. I was always in Queens, New York. And when he ended up living with his father in Queens, which was literally around the corner from me in East Elmhurst, Queens, we both had a mutual friend, and that ended up evolving into two different rap crews. And when those rap crews began to kind of disappear due to the fact of it's time to grow up and get out of your parents' home, the two people left standing was he and I. And we ended up forming this duo called Fresh Force and had some moderate hits in the New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia, and even Ohio area. And then a childhood friend of mine by the name of Herbie Lovebug had a school project that he had to do. And that school project, fast forward, was Salt and Pepper. And then it was time for a lot of labels were coming after him for what his next project was going to be, what artist was he developing. And he didn't have to reinvent the wheel. We had already started a nice momentum, a nice noise in the areas where it counted. And we started working with him, got on a new label. The first label we was on was Sutra Records, the same label as the Fat Boys. But then we ended up going to Select Records, where you had UTFO and the Real Roxanne and Whistle and Chub Rock and all of them. And here we are today, you know?
Wow, it's just so incredible because, you know, I am from that era, and I'm telling you, just to hear the story behind that this was a school project and that you guys, I mean, just the history, people don't understand how this thing is done. It's so fun and so awesome. And so with stuff like that and what you've experienced, like you said, you were in the streets, Kid was a certain way, and y'all kind of, I mean, you know, he was you said a nerd, I don't even want to say, but anyway, you said it.
No, he was. He's proud of it. Yeah. I mean, being a nerd is cool now, but then he was very stellar in the schools. He went to the Bronx High School of Science, which was, you didn't get no nerdier than that, and top of his class and grade. And then when it was time for college, he got accepted to Herbert H. Lehman College, which was a law school and stuff and all of that. But as for me, different story. I got kicked out of five high schools, and, you know, my future looked really, really rough. I was just a bad decision away from either jail or death. So that's how that went. So, I mean, as I tell people in my testimony, God definitely used hip hop to save my life. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm just so thankful for that. I mean, because we've had so many people come on and share their stories. And it's so good that you feel comfortable to do that, because it's amazing. It's young people out here right now. They feel different. And for you to be able to say that you guys collaborated and was able to make something extremely awesome and historic even, and just lasting. I mean, what kind of advice would you tell someone that's listening right now that has a dream or maybe not sure what they want to do, but they got a gift, they got a talent? What would you kind of advice would you give them?
Well, I mean, you know, for those who don't know the history and would think that Kid and Play was an overnight success, that couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. It was many, many years, a lot of slam doors, a lot of rejection, a lot of people not really getting it. But then finally you find that one person or a couple of people that for whatever reason see something in you or find something in you. But the bottom line is don't quit. But that's easier said than done, because I know I went through a lot of frustrating periods in life where I really wanted to, you know, be in the entertainment business, and it just looked like it was never ever going to happen. But one day, and I would definitely say that prayer plays a big part, because, you know, you'll definitely have to get used to the rejection. And, you know, I could go a lot deeper in this, because, you know, when you look at certain artists, that the ending, you would have thought they were at the top of the world, they had everything, the perfect life. And it ends in a very unattractive way, you know. And the thing is that you need to be conditioned. A lot of us enter the business thinking it's going to fulfill us and it's going to fill a gap that we feel is missing, but only Jesus can fill that hole. But to go into it thinking that the applause and the thing of people is going to be it, there's only one being that can be able to withstand, hold, and handle that kind of attention and admiration, and he was always supposed to get that glory, and that's the Lord. But the thing is, we have to be conditioned, because, you know, it's a very, some people would say it's a very bad place, or whatever. I call it what it is. It can be, and it is very evil, you know, the entertainment business. So you have to be conditioned. And a matter of fact, I think I said the answer is don't give up. I take that back. The answer is finish growing up, finish completing you. Because you're going to need to be the best you can be, the stable you can be, the strongest you can be, to be able to deal with all you're going to be dealing with. And this just isn't even in the entertainment business. It's anywhere where there's a lot of money and a lot of power involved. I dare anybody to name one person in entertainment or whatever genre of business that they have it perfect. You know, they have it, you know, when you see them on TV or whatever, do they really convince you that they are happy and they have it all? And it's not too many people like that, you know. Not, and believe me, I know.
Wow. And you know what? That is nothing but the truth. And I think that's a real, real reality check for a lot of people, because, like you said, mature and grow. And that's something that was kind of in my spirit. Can we just talk a little bit? Because that was something that was really in my spirit this morning when I was praying. And I was just praying that that we understand that we have to mature. Like, we want so much right now, but can we really handle it? Because a lot of the things that are overwhelming to us can actually swallow us up and break us, you know?
Right.
And I
feel like
there's a period of time and a process that we have to stand still and be patient and allow the process of maturity to happen, so we can withhold the responsibility, the accountability, you know, the character. And also just to stand still on the vision, stand firm, because wouldn't you admit in the industry that the industry, I think a Tribe Called Quest, when they say the industry business are shady, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, in that business, do you feel that it can try to change you to adapt to, you know, the business side instead of the artistry and what will keep you grounded?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to change you. You'll have a choice in regards to what you will decide to be when it's all said and done. In my journey, like many other people's journey, you meet people that can come across to be kind of mean and cold and kind of heartless. But what will happen is, if you stay in it long enough, you'll understand how they got to be that way, and how you'll understand how it got to be that way is because it's it's now beginning to tempt you to be that way. Now you come to a crossroad to decide, okay, am I going to be that way because somebody did this to me and it justifies me doing this to cheat a person or to treat a person in a particular way? Or are you going to break that cycle now and deal with it the right way? Treat them the way they need to be treated, being fair, being just. You know, everybody has good parents. Not everybody grew up with bad parents that a lot of reality shows would like to trick you into believing. Everybody is the way they are because their parents did something to them. I'm like, when I watch these shows, I'm like, my goodness, did anybody have any good parents? You know, like, come on. So with all of that being said, is you come to a place where you have to make a choice. Are you going to continue for this to continue, or are you going to break that and be one of those rare people in there that's going to be do right by this? You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's little, you know, I could get interesting here. There's little times where you're tested, where let's say the cashier gives you back the wrong amount of change. They give you too much and you know it. Are you going to walk out the door and keep it? Or are you going to go back and go, you know what? Hey, you gave me too much. You know, because that's a business transaction. And God tests you with, can he test you with a lot? He's going to see if he can test you with a little before he gives you a lot. You know, so things like that.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. You know, you got to come on more often, okay? Because this is so good. Okay, so listen. I'm not done yet. Listen, I know you got a couple of more minutes.
It's okay.
I wanted to ask you, okay, because I know you got a stuff that you want to share. We got to get into that, how people can follow and everything. But people have so many questions. They don't get this opportunity to really ask these kind of questions. Okay, so you're in New York, okay? And you're starting off as Salt and Pepper, as you guys, and Herbie Lovebug, all of these. I mean, all of this in the 90s is going down. I mean, were you all, like, always around each other, performing everywhere? Was it ever, you know, like, who could be the... I mean, like, was it a family unit? That's what I wanted to say.
It very much was. What Salt and Pepper blew up before us. So for a minute there, you know, they were out. We knew them when. So, you know, they're out there experiencing things, you know, with the things. But then finally when we blew up, you know, we all started touring together and we actually shared the same buses together. But in answer to your questions, we're still this tight to this very day, even on that we've been on, we share a bus. We're always looking for the reason to get together and just bug out, clown out, laugh, just have fun. And part of the other people that was part of the crew too was your Kwame, Sweet Tea, Dana Dane. You know, it's quite a bit, you know, so we all, and then with other crews too, like Heavy D was one of my best friends, a lot of good special times with him, and I can name so many, you know, that we were all kids that never thought it would ever happen. So the places we ended up going, the people we ended up meeting, people's homes, barbecues, all of that, you know, going to Eddie Murphy's house, hanging out with Michael Jordan on the regular, all of that kind of stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times in life where you start getting beside yourself. Some call it souped up, swell-headed. We've all gone through our journeys, divorces, failed
relationships. You wasn't like that, were you? You wasn't like that play, were you? You wasn't like that at all, were you?
Oh, very much so. No, very much so. But the thing is, and I mean, that's how I know what I'm talking about. It's not because I read about it or I watched others do it, you know. And that's the deal I had with the Lord in regards to, you know, reconnecting or resurging or redemption or whatever you want to call it, is that I promised him I'm going to say his name. So with all that being said, is, you know, we all went through our journeys, but now that we're all back together again, that's why the word humility and gratitude is very much in our DNA, our character DNA, because we all know there before the grace of God go I. We all know a lot of other artists that the story didn't end well with them. You know, some people doing life in prison, some people dying at an early age, you know, all kinds of misfortunes, health issues. That's a big one, you know, as far as health goes. So, you know, we just know, we're just very thankful, and we express that thanks in having a good time, but at the same time, just, you know, spreading the love, you know.
So how are you taking care of your health? Are you eating right? Are you working out? What's going on? How do you keep your stamina up on that stage for a whole hour?
Well, I guess I could ask you, how do I look? But no, I'm very obsessed with I'm very obsessed with eating. I'm very obsessed with the right things to eat. Definitely when I'm in at home, I'm with a trainer at least 3 times a week, all of that. So, no, I'm very, very conscious of my intake and what I'm doing and how I do it and all of that. I'm not interested in a new wardrobe in a large thing. I want to keep some of the outfits that I still like and be able to wear. You know?
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's go ahead and shift gears. I did hear what you said. But anyway, can you tell everybody what you got going on right now? What's new on the horizons for you right now?
Well, for me, my personal passion is news and documentaries. I've been doing documentaries for quite a while. One I'm finishing up now that I'm very excited about, getting good reviews for what I have chose to show. It's called And I Danced. It's a documentary about all of the early hip-hop dancers who started out in what's considered now iconic music videos that were low budget at the time, and all of those dancers, how most of them went on to dance for Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Madonna, and Janet Jackson, and so many more. So to just show what they did, all of the stories, that how they were able to be involved in those journeys and what they're doing today. What inspired me to do it was my disappointment on what women have become in hip hop today. Used more sexual, you know, imagery more than the skills that it took back when girls was doing it, and dudes, where you didn't even know that they had dope bodies because they dressed like tomboys with like the baggy jeans and outfits and stuff on. So it wasn't about, you know, are you willing to do this act sexually or how much clothes are you willing to take off. It was about the having skills. So I'm very excited about that. I have every face and person that people remember, from Josie that used to be with the Fly Girls with the braids, from Flex when he used to be a dancer, from Omar. I mean, so many of them. And that's the reason why.
Christopher, okay. You're dialing somebody. Christopher, can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's the system in my car. When I get in it, it automatically goes to the speakerphone, and I forgot to change the settings. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But that sounds so interesting. Because nobody knows, I don't think, because women have gotten so where they're half dressed now that people forget that is so true. The salt and pepper, I can't even think of her name. She's in the on the show Star now. Ladies First. Well, I can't think of her name right now. Queen Latifah. I mean, all of them dressed. You didn't see that like that back then. And it's so true. I mean, that documentary right there, I'm excited about. I'm excited about that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's like I said, I have every dancer that everybody will be able to recognize in it. That, you know, like I said, Josie, that used to be with the Fly Girls, everybody knew her with the braids. A lot of people don't know that Flex, you know, Flex and Shanice, he used to start out as a dancer. I have original Soul Train dancers in it. I have Omar that used to dance to be the bald-headed, light-skinned one with Janet Jackson all the time. One of the reasons why I was doing this was because a lot of people knew the faces, but they didn't know the names behind the faces, and they didn't know how they ended up getting into this. Big Les, this the opening dance on Living
yes.
Single, the silhouette of
yes.
a girl dancing, all of I have everybody in this thing. So, but for them to tell how it happened and what life was like before they had these breaks, because no one really knows what anybody would have been if it wasn't for God using hip hop in our lives, because we didn't know. We're out there in the streets, temptation could be something else. And, you know, it just to be able to come out of the streets of New York or whatever hometown people came from and tour the world, you know, all over the world, all over to England and Dubai and all of those places, you know, and here it is. And it turned people's lives around, and for them now to be successful mothers and entrepreneurs and all of that. So that's one of my documentaries. Another documentary called Can Hip Hop Go to School, which is asking the question, should hip hop be accredited course in colleges? Now So I have a chance to speak with everybody from Kevin Hart to Lance Lonzo, you name it, whatever, they're in it. And I'm speaking to a lot of academic scholars about what they think about it being accredited course in school, because during some of my hiatus with Kid and Play, I had actually been a professional in residence at HBCU colleges, Miles College in Birmingham, Alabama, North Carolina Central University in North Carolina, and Florida A&M University in Florida. You know, I've been lecturing at Stanford, Duke University, all of that. Yeah, that's a documentary that's coming too. Yeah.
Well, listen, Play, I kept you on so long because I have enjoyed every moment of this interview, and I can talk to you for more time, but I have to let you go. But I want everybody to know exactly how they can reach you on social media, email you. Are you interested in maybe a mentorship or anything like that? I'm just asking because, you know, people want to know. They're going to probably email
you.
Yeah,
I mean... Yeah, they can do that. The way to get at me through social media would be It's Brand News, which is spelled ItzBrandNews. So everywhere there would be an S, replace it with a Z. So it's Brand News, all one word. That's Instagram and Twitter. For interested in Kid and Play activity, it's Kid and Play. But that's ITS. KID, the letter N, PLAY. So where the S is supposed to be, that's an S, and it's Kid and Play. And you get at me through that, and if anybody is serious, through direct DM, whatever it's called, I'll respond back. And on Facebook, it's Christopher Martin, but the title on Facebook is Brand News and Life. But Christopher Martin, Brand News and Life on Facebook.
Well, like Christopher, listen, I just got to say that I'm giggling because you sound like me. I mean, it's like the DM, whatever. I don't know. I mean, because it's inbox, it's Xbox, it's DM.
They know direct message. I know they just call it DM. I think they got a song called DM, so it's all good.
All right. Oh, yeah. Before you leave, I mean, how do you feel? I mean, not trying to put you on the spot, but I know people want to know because it's such a drastic, it's a severe difference, I would say, in the music now. Do you listen to a lot of the music now? Or are you still? I mean, because I listen to the 90s music, some 2000s still. I really don't know what's going on, and there's no shade. I'm just saying, some of the people, I don't know what they're saying, but I'm just saying, do you listen to?
Maybe we've become our parents. You know, I don't know if our parents totally understood what we were saying. I think the thing that kept the connection was, as we expressed ourselves in hip-hop and with rapping, we used their music to rap over. So there was a connection, you know, because needed something of them to do what we did. So the spirit stayed intact. I think now there's this feeling of a disconnect because we don't get it. It feels like the soul is missing in it. Where's the I love you? Or the being transparent about a heartbreak. People being people with feelings. But with all that being said is, I try not to judge. Kid, he loves that music. He knows it way better than me. He translates it for me. But as far as my personal listening pleasure, I'm 70s and 80s, you know, and a little bit of the 90s. But that's just therapeutic for me because it brings me back to a place when I did nothing but draw, and it helps inspire me to create the artwork I create because I'm a graphic artist. I designed the Salt and Pepper Pusha jackets, a lot of Heavy D's clothes. I did gloves for Michael Jordan and Chuck D and so many people, so I'm an artist at heart, you know. So
that
music inspires me.
Well, that's good to know. So then I need to contact you for a couple of things. It's not gonna be small. I'm talking about when some big stuff started rolling around in 2018. I know who to call. Okay.
I got you. All right. Cool.
I hope you really do.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't tell people what I think they want to hear. Believe me. I mean, you know, it's not like we signed a contract right now to do it. We just go talk about it.
Right. <You know? laughs> Exactly. All right. Well, Kid Play from and Christopher from Kid and Play, we love you here. You got to come back. If you got anything going on and popping, you know you can always come on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We want to hear all about it. You are such a joy to be on with us, and we just had fun with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. God bless you all greatly in Jesus' name. God bless.
God bless you in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Play. Bye-bye. All right. We got to shift gears. That was so good. I mean, it went over, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and right now take a commercial break. And then we got Ebony bringing us 5 minutes of glamming you.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, say what's happening, man? T.I.P. the King, good letting you know you listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, Ebony, what you got, girl?
Today, we're going to be talking about lip treatment and fall lip colors. So let's talk about lip treatments first. So you know fall is about to start, and have you ever seen someone where their lips look really dry and cracked, and, you know, they have the lipstick on, but the lipstick looks dry and cracked, too? That's because they're not moisturizing their lips properly. When you are wearing lipstick of any kind, lip gloss or matte lipstick especially, you have to moisturize. For me personally, I just use like General Carmex, Lipstack, things like that. But I know that Sephora and MAC, they have their own special moisturizing lip treatments that you can use. But I'm good with the simple drugstore stuff. But again, with that, you want to also make sure you're drinking a lot of water, because if your lips are cracked, and I can see that through your lipstick, that also means that you may be dehydrated. And a lot of people don't think that, you know, what you're taking in plays a part with your skin, because of course it does. And also, with that being said, one of the driest, lip makeup to wear is matte lipstick. You know, you definitely have to moisturize before you put that on. And when I say that, I don't mean just put your Blissex on and then put your matte lipstick over it, because if you do that, number one, the matte lipstick is going to be difficult for it to actually go on. And number two, it's not going to be matte like you like. What you do is moisturize your lips first, as much as you like, to your liking. And then while you're doing the rest of your makeup, just let it sit there, and then when you're ready to actually put your lip color on, then that's when you'll take a napkin and you'll blot, you'll take off the excess moisture, and then you can put your matte lip over that. That'll make things a lot easier for you, and then your matte lipstick will look how it's supposed to look, which is not dry and cracked. It'll just look, matte. And I also want to talk about fall lip colors. Oh my gosh, I just love them. Fall lip colors are like dark colors, so that could be a dark brown, a dark red, a dark purple. Of course, you can wear any color you want, but you know how you go to the nail salon and you're trying to figure out what your nail color is, but then you pick out a light nail color, and then whoever's doing your nails is like, oh, are you sure you don't want a dark color? You know, dark colors are for fall. That's kind of how it goes for the fall lip colors as well. Let's see, Too Faced has this beautiful matte purple. It's Too Faced Melted Matte. And it's called Evil Twin. That's a gorgeous dark purple lip color. That can run you about $21. I know that MAC has a lot of dark colors as well. And if you want to go more on the inexpensive side, I would definitely look into NYX or NYX, is also called. They have a vamp lip set, and they're actually lip crayons. And it's a creamy texture. They're not matte, but they still look gorgeous. That comes with a purple and some reds and things like that. And then for me personally, I also like to use lip pencils. You don't always have to wear lipstick. To me, a lip pencil is just like lipstick. It's just not moisturizing, because lip pencils are normally matte as well. But you can definitely get away with getting like a NYX lip pencil that may be, I don't know, between $3 and $5. And use it as a lipstick. I do that quite often, because I do like their color selection for their pencils as well. But yeah, like, just have fun with it. I think that I love browns too. So yeah, just have fun with it and make sure that you're moisturizing your lips during the wintertime so that your makeup looks how it's supposed to look.
Well, I think it's so interesting that people can't feel that their lips are cracking. Like, I know.
Exactly.
I don't know, but I know that when my lips are cracked, I feel it. I don't know. They hurt, for one. That when you have lipstick on, you can't feel that skin pulling up, child.
Anyway.
I'm just saying. All right, well, Ebony, listen, always informative information. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I can't wait till you come back with the next 5 minutes of, inspiration and education. Where can they follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram at Ebony Tyler Beauty, as well as Facebook, Ebony Tyler Beauty, and you can email me at beauty@ebonytyler.com.
All right, well, thank you so much, Ebony. Until next time, loving you, okay?
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right. Now we're going to go ahead right on to my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. What's going on? Where you at now, A-Train?
What's going on, Dr. Gina? I'm somewhere putting on some Carmex since the sister said about these tap lips. I got to make sure my lips are moisturized. Oh, my God. I'm back in Jacksonville right now, Dr. Gina. I just got in off the road, of course. I was on the road for about like 12 days straight up in the DMV area.
Yeah, we thought you was going to pack your stuff up and move on to the DMV to do a takeover.
Listen. I've been to D.C. several times, like many times, plenty of times. But I don't know. It was something about this last trip, man. I don't know. I really like that D.C. I love the whole vibe. I love the people. You know what I'm saying? I love the, the comedy spots up there. And I just had a good time. You know, got a chance to meet some new people, did some networking, got some stuff, that's kind of like, piquing my interest. So I don't know, man. Shout out to D.C., man. I really, really dug being up there this week. So, yeah.
It is dope. So tell us all about what's going on. I know you had been up to Dick Gregory's, not the funeral, actually, was it? It was the, what was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It was the funeral. Okay, so tell us all about that.
They had his home going on Saturday, but like all weekend they did, a special tribute, and it was something every day. They started out with a private viewing on Friday, and I had the opportunity, and the privilege to attend that. And, you had other dignitaries to come through, of course, close family members and, the extended family as well. And when I got there, I was just told that I had just missed Dave Chappelle because he came through to show his love and respect. And he also shared some words, in a particular interview up there, about how he felt and his, towards Dick Gregory. So that was Friday. Saturday is when they had the actual memorial service. And listen, it was packed. I'm talking about thousands of people standing outside, lined up. The doors opened at 3, but I promise you people were out there from about 12 noon, you know, waiting in line just to get in. The city, different organizations, they showed so much love and respect, Dr. Gina. That home going changed my life, hands down. Of course, Dick Gregory is a legend, has always been, you know, an icon to me, like even before I started comedy. And when I was studying the game, you know, Dick Gregory was, you know, one that I researched, I studied, you know, and just looked at his walk and his life and the barriers that he broke and the platforms that some of the platforms that he created, you know, in comedy. So I've always been, you know, a fan and viewed him as an icon. So from that aspect, that was life changing. But this home going changed my life, because if you could have seen the various religions that came together under one roof in honor of this man because of what role he played in their life and how he touched them. I'm talking about multiple religions. You're talking about multiple nationalities. You even had Native Americans there honoring him and doing a song and dance in their native language, you know, because of their respect towards Dick Gregory, because how he partnered with them on a march back in the 60s that helped them get some things passed, and how he's been committed to assisting them since, you know. And I'm saying, it's like when you look at what life is about, like anything that we're doing, it is to unite people, man, and to bring people together, and to know that this man, you know, impacted every possible, you know, scope of life. You know, that was just, it was inspirational. You had Stevie Wonder was there. He performed. India Irie, she performed the song "A Good Man," and that. And when you look at the words of that song, and then, you know, they're playing like a monologue of, you know, a collage of pictures of him with his family, his kids. And one of the lyrics in that song talks about how if the sun rises and I don't come home, you know, just do what you can to carry on. I'm paraphrasing. And do what you can to carry on and just let my kids know that their daddy was a good man. I'm talking about, it was tear-jerking. You were sad at times. You cried at times. You laughed at times. You were inspired at times. And
so let me interject for a second. So this, because I don't want to get away from when you said it impacted your life. Do you feel like it impacted your life in a way that you want to make a difference more so than just in your craft, where you feel like you're motivated on a mission? Because I mean, he has such a mission as well, and you know, right. I want to know, is that something that inspired you? Because I know that you've gotten, you know, you're so versatile and political in some ways, and you know about the well-beings of the communities and stuff like that. Is that how it sparked you, lit a fire to you to see that impact that he made on so many different type of people?
Yeah, I mean, it was in multiple ways that, you know, I was impacted and changed, you know, just sitting there at that home going. One of the ways was, I mean, it kind of reinforced, you know, a stance and a sense of direction that, you know, I have already established. And it just kind of reconfirmed. It's like, you know what? Yes, you know, do what you do and do it to the degree where, you know, that there's no compromise, because Dick Gregory did not compromise in his principles, you know. And that was, you know, communicated several times over the podium, you know, on Saturday evening. And it's not just, you know, motivate me as a comedian, but also keeping you aware of what is at stake and what is really happening out here. And I think I talked to you about this before on the show. You know, Dick Gregory, the term stand-up was created because of Dick Gregory. He was the first comedian that stood flat-footed and told jokes before white America, when all before him in order for it was expected for a comedian of color to be approached or to conduct their joke or conduct their humor in a certain fashion, where they had to be singing, they had to be dancing, or some type of shucking and jiving, or even what they call buffoonery. And Dick Gregg was the first one to stand flat-footed and tell a joke and not do any of that. So therefore, they call it stand-up.
Right. So this is amazing, though. This is amazing history behind that, because I know that it's a lot to tell, and I wish we had so much time. But I wanted to say, you know, I'm so glad that the listeners could actually learn a little bit. For those that don't know Dick Gregg, I mean, we know about the cookies and the vegan and all of that stuff, and we knew he was a comedian and an activist and things like that. But I feel like, I mean, even with the history that you even know beyond that, you were able to, you're sharing that with us, the listeners and myself, and you're also able to enhance on it so much more from what you heard from other people that he impacted as well. And I want to say to the listeners, just based off of this, you know, A-Train had to come from Jacksonville, Florida to really appreciate, to even, he appreciated. I mean, it was served to him and he ate it and he appreciated. But Dick Gregory has been around D.C. so much, and we take so much for granted. And I want to speak to the D.C. people and also those, I mean, in your own hometowns where you got legends and, you know, trailblazers, and you got landmarks and monuments and things like that. It shouldn't take for somebody else to come to your city to rep and appreciate what you live with every day, all day. I knew Gregory personally. He used to come to my salon, the salon that I worked at, Natural Motions. He was really good friends with Liz Nolan, and he would come up there every single time he was in town, and he would stay up there for hours. And let me tell you, it was business as usual. And we just, you gotta appreciate people when they are alive, while they're around, what they stood for, what they do. And I just want to say, you know, thank you for bringing, I mean, you don't even know that that's what you did, I don't think, but you really, really brought something to this show today with that. And that is to appreciate people and give them their roses when they are alive. Do not feel like you are bothering them. Do not feel like you're too good to, you know, say anything. I mean, you might not never get a moment. I thought about doggone it. If I had a camera back then, I would have had a picture of him several times up at that salon. Yeah. But we didn't have that. And I just wanted to share that. Thank you for that.
Yeah. No problem. And, you know, D.C., you know, they show love, too, because on Sunday, you know, of course, like I said, the turnout at the memorial was like thousands of people. And that service was 6.5 hours long, almost 7 hours. And it did not feel like it because you did not want to leave. But on Sunday, D.C.
And shout out to Apostle Peoples. And shout out to Apostle Peoples and their ministry for holding it. Yes. I've worked with him several times with the same
City
sex marriage.
Jericho, right?
Yeah. Very, very, City of Praise, very, very well-respected apostle in the D.C. DMV area. So, yeah, I mean, you're talking about, you're among some great people, and for no doubt, I know that it was definitely, definitely a wonderful celebration and a wonderful time that you and T-Head, Tracy Henderson, your beautiful wife and my sister. I said, y'all don't never know where they gonna be at. I tell you. And I thought about y'all, and I said, you know, the one thing about them, the reason why I know that it's not easy to pinpoint you guys down is because a lot of this stuff is just favor. You know, I thought about it. I said, you know, it reminds me of myself. I can't invite a lot of people to a lot of things because I don't even know what's, you know what I mean? I'm just going by faith and walking in favor. And this is again, when the hand of God is on you, he opens doors to you that no man can shut. And you've met a lot of people I saw on your picture with favor. You were able to walk up to and take pictures with. Name the people that you took pictures with.
Oh, one of the people, I mean, like I say, the event was star-studded, and you had celebrities out there, you know, from, you know, Minister Louis Farrakhan all the way to Bill Cosby and everything in between. But one of the things I want to point out that the son brought out, Dick Gregory's son, he was saying they didn't just invite celebrities because they were celebrities. they invited people who had a relationship with their father. So, you know, and then unfortunately those people just happened to be celebrities. But it was all love in the building. Titles, positions, all of that stuff was left at the door. I mean, you had Maxine Waters there, you know, spoke with her, you know, backstage. Malcolm X's daughter, Miss Shabazz, you know, she was there because they had Dick Gregory's friend, which was Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Dr. Martin Luther King and Richard Pryor. You know, they were all iconic voices that kind of shaped a particular era. So therefore, you know, with those guys falling, you know, like to the movement or what have you, and some other circumstances, they had their children to come up and speak on the behalf of their father's legacy in honor of Dick Gregory. So Rain Pryor, she was there. That's Richard Pryor's daughter. Renee, that's Medgar Evers' daughter. She was there. And like I said, Miss Shabazz, which was Malcolm X's daughter. And then Martin Luther King the third. So he was there as well. But Joe from Scandal, actor, you know, Joe, he did a particular piece in honor of Dick Gregory. India Arie, John Sally was there.
Everybody was there. But yeah, listen, I know you know it was go on A-Train's social media, but before you give that information out, please let everybody know when the show is coming up. You got a show coming up.
Absolutely. At the end of this month, I'll be at the Comedy Zone the last weekend of this month, which is September 28th through the 1st of October. I'll be at the Comedy Zone with Dia Hughley right here in Jacksonville, Florida. And then also the 20th of October, we have A-Train Live, The Experience coming up, and I have my girl Zaynab Johnson coming in from Last Time Extended and All Deaf Comedy Live.
And listen, don't forget, you guys, I challenge you all to buy tickets. I got to get my two tickets. I haven't forgot, A-Train. I want you to really, really go on and challenge yourself today to give somebody laughter and fun, because they were flooded in Jacksonville, Florida and the surrounding area. So please be a blessing, okay? Be a blessing and go and tell them where they can go and get the two tickets. I'm talking to everybody around the world. If you sow in, God will bless you 100-fold for that seed that you sown in. And it's not much. It's under $30, $40, I think under $60 for two people to be able to enjoy a show. If you can't do two, then do one. And maybe somebody else can match that one. But do something, because this is a nice event that'll give some people some joy and laughter. Okay, A-Train, go ahead and tell them before we close out.
Absolutely. They can contact the box office at 904-807-2010. Again, that's 904-807-2010. Or you can go to jackevent.com and purchase tickets as well.
Please do it. And they can follow you where on social media so they can get all of the pictures. You took a lot of pictures, and I want them to get a glimpse of that. What word can they follow?
Yeah, they can go to my Facebook at A-Train Live, The Experience, or they can go to Instagram at Do It Again and see what happens. And I have a lot of coverage on there from the memorial service. But definitely, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see much more on there than you would on Instagram. So go to A-Train Live, The Experience on Facebook.
Please do. And follow me again on social media. You got me, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and The Keys Against the Enemy and My Health and Soul. But go on, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, this was a live show. Christopher, better known as Clay from Kid and Play, gave such an amazing interview. And Ebony did her thing. And of course, you know, my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, gonna bring it to you always right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You got to tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time worldwide, baby. Over 500,000 listeners and still counting. Listen, I love you for listening. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you so much. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.